Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Joy Powers. Today is Bastille Day, the French Independence Day. Even before Wisconsin officially became a state, the French maintained an important presence here. Exploring the Midwest in the 1600s, the French were actually the first people to put Wisconsin on the map. Literally.
From Solomon Junot to Jean Nicolet, there are many French names we recognize in Milwaukee, but Anne LaPlay and Mary Emery of the Alliance Française de Milwaukee say they want Wisconsinites to understand the French history and culture that are present beyond this week's Bastille Day's celebration.
They both joined Audrey Nowakowski in the studio as the festival gets underway to offer a bit of history. LaPlay explains that the French influence in Wisconsin goes way back.
The first mapmakers came in the 1600s to make maps of Wisconsin, and it was the first time that Wisconsin was actually put on paper. And in fact, the Frenchmen first wrote the word Wisconsin, which was an Indian word that hadn't been written, and spelt it O-U-I-S-C-O-N-S-I-N. And the French spelling stayed with Wisconsin for about 100 years until more English speakers came and put a W there. And then in 1825, Solomon Junot, who was a French-Canadian, settled in what is now Milwaukee and set up a trading post on the corner of Water Street and Wisconsin Avenue and declared the area between Milwaukee River and Lake Michigan Junotown, which eventually became Milwaukee.
And he was our first mayor as well.
Yes, mayor. Yes. Yeah.
Now, you mentioned this trading post. Were there a lot of fur traders even in northern Wisconsin to begin with when they first came to the state? What was bringing them to the Midwest?
The fur.
Yeah. Right, and yeah. Green Bay. Solomon Junot first went to Green Bay, but Jacques Viau, his father-in-law, was the first man who came here, and he was a fur trader.
You mentioned the Junotown that started, but was that the first truly large immigrant base compared to the other communities that were already established in Milwaukee?
I don't think there's ever been a big French immigrant base. It just happens that the French wrote the first map, so a lot of words were written in French. So either they translated the Indian words into French or they named cities after themselves. So there's that French heritage through names of cities, but there has never been a French immigrant base like you have the Germans or the Irish or the Italians.
And the French were closely related with the Indians in working with them and establishing, and as you mentioned, they're translating this. So does their heritage cross over with Indian heritage here in the state as well? Were those communities intertwined?
Yes. In fact, there's a history of métissage of actual marriages and children who were both French and Indian. Mostly the French fur traders married Indian women. I don't think it went the other way.
Yeah.
Right. So who were some of the most notable Frenchmen who made a lasting impact on Milwaukee's history? You mentioned Solomon Junot. What are some other notables, or even in Wisconsin overall?
Jacques Marquette, Louis Joliet, Jacques Viau,
Jean Nicolet.
Yeah. So they were sort of the founding fathers of Wisconsin.
And what was their role long-term? We recognize we have Marquette University, Nicolet High School, some of the things we see as names most notably today. But what did they do for Wisconsin and Milwaukee?
I think they put it on the map, as Anne said. They came in their canoes and amazingly made these maps and sent them back to Europe. I'm not sure how that worked, but it happened.
Yeah, and they were also trailblazers, so they brought other people in and made little settlements like this little trading post, starting little businesses in Wisconsin.
Now, and you're with the organization, help me with my pronunciation here.
Alliance Française de Milwaukee.
There we go, beautiful. And this was founded in 1918. So how did this come about? What was it when it was founded and what has it turned into today? Because as you mentioned, there wasn't a strong immigrant base, particularly in any one place, but yet this organization came about.
So the founder of our organization is Amélie Séraphin, who founded the Alliance Française de Milwaukee in 1918. We're heading into our 100th anniversary in Milwaukee. And she was a French professor at Milwaukee Downer College, which was located in the brownstone buildings of UWM campus and later became Lawrence University in Appleton. And 1918 is significant because it's the end of the First World War. So a lot of the efforts early on in our organization was supporting France and the French people in the aftermath of a devastating world war. Also, there were a lot of Milwaukee especially Milwaukee women who were interested in learning and speaking French.
So we brought a copy of a poster from 1918, A Benefit to Help the Fatherless Children of France. And this was an effort all over the United States. But we had one of the most active chapters to help the fatherless children of France, the orphans of France. So that was the beginning of our Alliance Française, which is a chapter of a worldwide organization based in Paris. There are chapters all over the world and about 115 chapters in the United States.
And Milwaukee is one of the oldest. The other place where there are a lot of French companies are the small cheese makers. So that similarity between France, which is, you know, obviously very big on cheese, and Wisconsin, which is also big on cheese. So there's a lot of crossing between those two.
Now, and Mary, you've been a longtime member or a board member, volunteer. You've been involved with this organization.
Yes.
And you mentioned that you were part of and went to the original Bastille Day. So for you being a part of this organization and in various roles over the years, what can you remember from that first Bastille Day and looking forward to this one coming up?
Sure. It was the brainchild of François Niveau, who happened to be the managing director of the Pfister Hotel. And he was a dynamic young man. And he said, we should have a Bastille Day celebration. And one of the first things I remember is one of the events he had. They were dressed as soldiers in Napoleonic costumes, and they cut off the tops of champagne bottles to serve the champagne with their swords. They sliced off the tops of the champagne bottles, and that was just amazing to all of us. And it originally was down near the Pfister Hotel on Jefferson Street, and then eventually eased its way up into Cathedral Square, and it has become the big festival that it is now. And I guess the changes I've seen in our Alliance Française, in the 80s, we had members, Sharon and Dmitry Andonov, who had the idea that we should start selling beignets, making beignets, the deep-fried donuts, at the festival. So now that's become a huge thing, and we're proud of our beignets, and it helps support our organization, really, for the whole year.
Just from beignets?
Just from beignets. But from the first, we've tried our best to add the French element. We've had French lessons, and we'll be giving French mini lessons 3 or 4 times a day down at Cathedral Square. And we're really proud to be involved.
That's great. Most residents in Milwaukee obviously know of Bastille Days that comes around every summer. But perhaps in greater Milwaukee and even Wisconsin, people don't know the significance of French heritage here. So how do you think this can be changed, and what's the main thing you want people to know about the French community here in Wisconsin and its place in history?
Well, I think it's important to see a modern France, not just something, you know, set in the 40s or 50s or the 1700s. The French culture is very dynamic, and it's been even more dynamic because of its colonies. So if you listen to music, there's a little bit of Haitian influence, a little bit of North African influence. It can have a little Quebec influence. So just that sort of worldwide influence in music, in literature. You know, they have in the Académie Française, so the sort of the National Academy of Literature, a Russian guy who writes in French. You have Chinese people who write in French. So, you know, the fact that France is not really stuck in a 20th century mode, but it's a really very much of a 21st century culture.
Mm-hmm. We're proud to have a lot of young families move to Milwaukee for different business reasons. And when we have family events like the Fête des Rois in January, we have lots of young families that come from France to be in Milwaukee.
Yeah,
so we're very proud of that.
And they were all together yesterday for the European Cup. It was not a happy ending for the French, but there was definitely a lot of French groups getting together in some of the bars on the east side of Milwaukee.
Do you notice more French people and families coming and settling here? Or is it more so a place that's become a destination to visit?
There are people settling, not necessarily. The French families tend to stay for a couple of years and not eternally. Mm-hmm. They're often with GE Medical, Johnson Controls, some of these bigger companies with a short-term contract. There are more and more French-speaking families from Africa, and that tends to be growing the French-speaking immigrant base. The Congo, Senegal, other West African countries, Haitians, we're seeing more and more Haitians. The people from Quebec, they're kind of more spread out. There's a small community in the Kenosha area, I believe. But we're not seeing a particularly big group of French settling, but more here for a few years and then going back, and there's sort of a turning around.
And from their feedback, what do they think of Milwaukee and their community that they're building here?
They fall in love with it. Often they come a little bit nervous about what they're going to find in Milwaukee, and when they actually settle, they love everything that Milwaukee and Wisconsin has to offer, all the things they can do with the lake, traveling around Wisconsin, the proximity to Chicago, just the ease of life here, you know, especially for Parisians who are used to living in a small apartment in a very bustling town when you have a couple kids. Life in Milwaukee is just heaven.
And we had one group who wrote a book called Milwaukee Accueil, which means welcome, Milwaukee welcome. And they made a directory of, for example, physicians who speak French, where to get French cheeses in Milwaukee, a whole directory that actually needs updating. But
And now this younger group of French families have created a Facebook page. And they are extremely active in getting together and doing things together.
Really solidifying a place making it available for more to come, I'm sure. All right. Well, Anne and Mary, thank you so much for coming in and teaching us a little bit about French history here in Milwaukee and Wisconsin. It's fascinating.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Anne LaPlay and Mary Emery of the Alliance Française de Milwaukee spoke with Audrey Nowakowski. The annual Bastille Day celebration gets underway tonight at Cathedral Square in downtown Milwaukee and continues through Sunday. You'll find a link to the full schedule at wuwm.com.